we knew it was going to be very hard beforehand, but obviously things just went against us from the get-go, really, with Alfie falling in heat one, getting excluded, and then we lost Ellis in his second race. So it was just one of those nights, really, where it just won't fall for us, and you can't really afford for that to happen against such a very good team in Mildon Hall, and you know, they look odds on to win a lot of trophies this year. So disappointing, you know, naturally, and we just got to try and put things right on Sunday and make sure we put in a good performance to end the season well.
Of course, two riders who are very familiar here in Max Clegg, who spent several years as a Heathen, and of course we've seen Kemp ride here so well for the Heathens this year, and they use their track knowledge, don't they?
Yeah, of course. Max has done enough laps around here for us and Wolves, so he knows the place well. Drew's a very talented rider, as we saw tonight, and we've seen all season long, so we knew what we were up against, and always going to be difficult.
When the Heathens set out this season, this truncated season, just riding in the trophy, yes, you couldn't have asked any more than to get to the final of the trophy, really, at the start of it with a scratch team.
Well, that's it. First and foremost, we wanted to get through to the final, managed to achieve that. It's a trophy we've never entered before, so we never had a chance to win it, and you know, we achieved our aim first and foremost, and then once we got there, we wanted to win it, and you know, it's not all over, but you know, obviously the odds are stacked against us now.
With your family history, we know how much the Heathens mean to you. Again, for the fans, it's so difficult because we're now in that situation of uncertainty and that there's no way of knowing yet what can happen next year.
For sure, you know, we're nobody knows what's going to happen with Speedway in general, National League, Championship, Premiership next year, so we just got to sit tight and hope things fall our way. I'm sure Gary, Chris and Nigel will do everything within the powers to keep the Heathens on track, but obviously it's difficult because there's only one night of Speedway here a week. Wolves take preference, of course, so it's their track, so it's always difficult for us. All we can do, like I say, is just keep fingers crossed and hope we'll be back next year, and whether it be in the trophy, National League or what competition, we don't know, but if we can keep going in one way or another, then you know, that's the main thing. We need to try and keep the club alive.
And now just one final thing to do, try and spring the upset on Sunday.
Yeah, it'll be the upset of epic proportions, but you know, we're realistic, it's going to be very, very tough. They're a good team. I don't think they've lost at home this year. They beat most teams pretty easy, so it's going to be a mountain to climb, but we're up for the challenge. We'll go there and try and enjoy the occasion and see what we can do on the day.